3. Identifying signs.
Useful sentences. Road signs.
1. You can miss it.
2. More haste, less speed.
3. It says, toll booths, 1 mile.
4. Road signs can warn us against many possible accidents.
5. I favor the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit on the highway, and the speed limit in urban areas is 25 miles an hour.
6. When crossing a busy street, you must stop and wait until the light turns green.
Prohibiting signs.
1. Here is a ticket.
2. Fines are imposed for littering.
3. You are supposed to be aware of these prohibiting signs.
4. We'd better keep away from the river.
5. No smoking in the hall.
6. Pets such as cats and dogs are not allowed in the dining hall.
Door signs.
1. The store is outside business hours.
2. A door with the sign IN on it is an entrance.
3. You can enter any doors with OPEN on them.
4. If we violate the prescribed rules, we will run the risk of being fined. Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Do you drive a car yourself?
Yes, I've just bought a new car and I drive it to work every day.
Great! When you have become a new driver, you'd better drive as carefully as possible.
Sure. I see safety as the most important thing. Accidents are awful. I will take your advice.
Besides, traffic signals in the downtown area are very annoying, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. You can't drive freely.
Now that we are out of town, you can drive freely.
Comparatively speaking, yes. But things are not as good as you were expecting.
Why not?
Can you see that road sign ahead?
Yes. We are going to cross a railroad.
That's right. We have to slow down again. If we happen to meet a passing train, we have to stop the car and wait.
What other signs will we see in rural areas like this?
There are plenty of signs, such as watch for children.
Conversation 2. Hi, Jim. Do you happen to have any change on you?
Yes, I have some. Here you are. What for?
There is a toll booth 1 mile ahead. We need to slow down our car and get ready to pay the toll.
No problem, but tell me what a toll is.
It refers to the small amount of money required for the use of a road or bridge.
I want to figure out how you know that we are going to pass a toll booth while driving so fast.
Look at the road sign ahead. It says, toll booths, 1 mile. And here they are.
Yes, now I can see the sign. It says, slow down, 10 toll.
Do we have to stop to pay the toll?
It depends. If there are many cars or trucks waiting to pay, we'll have to stop. If there are just a few, then we can drive slowly to throw the money into the box.
Quite funny.
Yes.
Conversation 3.
Look at these beautiful pictures.
Yes, but keep quiet. Haven't you read the notice? It says no talking. This is one of the rules in the museum.
Oh, I see. Look at these paintings.
Oh my God! Don't touch them here! Look at the notice saying, no touching. Nobody allowed to touch things here, or else they will be fined.
Oh, so many rules.
Conversation 4.
Is this your car?
Yes. What's wrong with it?
You're not allowed to park it here.
So, could I park behind the building?
I'm afraid you can't. Please see the notice saying no parking. So please park it in the parking lot.
All right. Can I smoke here?
It is prohibited here. Don't you know that smoking is not allowed in a hospital?
Okay, I'm sorry. Actually, I've just come here for a short time.
I can understand, but please be aware of these prohibiting signs, especially in amusement places and such public places, such as no smoking, no pets, no touching, keep the children off, and so on.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Conversation 5.
I went to buy something to eat in a local hamburger restaurant yesterday. But when I just stepped into the door, I was told to use the other door. I was a little annoyed. I don't know what the problem is.
Did you read the sign on the door?
Of course. I saw the word in, and I also saw some people going in through the door.
Oh, I see. You better have a look at it carefully. Maybe the sign says, employee entrance only.
Well, let me see. Oh, yes, you've got it. I will pay attention to the door signs later when I go on a business trip abroad.
Yeah, it is important for you to identify various door signs. Otherwise, you will get involved in all kinds of trouble if you make a blunder.
I see. I will be careful. Thank you.
Conversation 6.
I am not used to America. I have just arrived here.
What's wrong?
There are various signs on both sides of the street and on shop doors. Sometimes I am really puzzled about them.
It's very important for you to recognize the door signs if you don't want to make any blunders when you travel in a foreign country for the first time.
You are right. Oh, will you please explain this door sign to me, Mr. Green? I can't catch what it means.
You know what closed means, don't you?
Yes, it is not open now.
Right, so the sign here that says closed means the store is outside business hours.
I see. Then can we enter any doors with the open sign in view?
I will give you a booklet telling about all kinds of signs tomorrow. Then just look around when you are free, and you will be familiar with them after a while.
I see. I will act on your advice. Thanks a lot. See you.
See you. Rattling off. If you would know the value of money, go and try to borrow some. Benjamin Franklin.
Just return from the school, come out when you cannot earn $60,000 U.S. a month, but will not become any company vice president. Also, owned a car until you have won the hands of those that day. Bill Gates.
Literature flourishes best when it is half a trade and half an art. William Ralph Inge, British writer and churchman.